China starts to pull cash and pivot from crisis policy easing. China's central bank looks set to withdraw cash from the financial system in a sign that it's moving toward normalizing monetary policy as major global peers are forcefully raising interest rates. The People's Bank of China slashed its daily short-term liquidity operation to 3 billion yuan, $447 million, this week, the smallest amount since January 2021. At this pace, the central bank removed more cash in the first five sessions of this month than it injected toward end June. The buck is shifting its monetary policy from a crisis mode to a normalization, Ming Ming, chief economist at CITIC Securities, wrote in a note. The central bank tolerated the low money market rate levels in the second quarter when COVID outbreaks disturbed economic growth, but that might be coming to an end, he wrote. The shift in buck's liquidity stance has already pushed up bonds yields and threatens to lift money market rates that have anchored China's wide-ranging efforts to restore its COVID-hit economy. Analysts now see tighter financial conditions in the second half of the year as the central bank removes more cash while credit demand should pick up as data last week showed the first expansion in manufacturing activity in 3 months. The buck is among the few major central banks that's still on an easing track as China's COVID-zero policy acts as a drag on the economy. It added cash to the banking system in the first half of the year via tools including the medium-term lending facility, a reduction in the reserve requirement ratio as well as by transferring its profits to the government. Despite the recent cash drain, the overnight repo rate, a measure of interbank borrowing costs, dropped to 1.2% this week, the lowest since January 28, highlighting the extent of excess liquidity in the banking system. Zhang Jingjing, an analyst at China Merchants Securities, said the buck may try to bring the overnight repo rate closer to its 7-day rate of 2.1%. The smaller-than-expected open market rollover may be the central bank's attempt to introduce volatility and reduce financial leveraging in the bond market, Goldman Sachs Group Incorporated strategists including Xinjia Wenchen wrote in a note this week. Excessively low interest rates could also add to financial risks via increasing arbitrage activity, where corporates may borrow funds for redeposit rather than real investment, they wrote. The buck has drained a net 428 billion yuan, $64 billion, of cash in the first five sessions this month through July 7, more than the 400 billion it net injected before June end. Fading supply. The peaking out of Chinese local government bond issuance has also reduced the urgency for the buck to keep funding rates low in July, said Chen Zai, an analyst at Pacific Securities. Regional governments sold a record 4.04 trillion yuan bonds in the first 6 months of the year, leaving only 330 million of the quota for the remaining year, Bloomberg data show. The central bank may guide bond market leverage lower and steer more cash to the real economy, Chen said. The front end of China's sovereign bond curve is already pricing in tighter cash. The yield on one-year China government bonds rose to 2.01% Tuesday, the highest since June 17, while the one-year onshore interest rate swap touched 2.23% this week, the highest since March. Bad for M, why funds are furiously selling risky currencies. Bets RBI may go slow on rate hikes spur rally in Indian bonds. Treasury's biggest fans lose reason to back the bond rally. Sense time plunge raises stakes for slew of China lockup lifts. Still, investor caution on the economy is reflected in the long end of the curve where yields have eased over the risk of recurring COVID outbreaks. A jump in infections across Shanghai has raised the specter of another lockdown. The government bond yield curve may flatten with back-end sovereign bonds finding more support as risks to economic recovery linger, Chen Han, analyst at Guotai Junan Securities, wrote in a note. The buck last week reiterated its pledge to provide stronger support for the economy. Monetary policy may prioritize credit expansion over interest reduction in the coming months, according to economists including Xiang Rongyu at Citigroup Incorporated, who still expect a 25 basis points reduction in reserve requirement ratio on a discretionary basis to facilitate fiscal and semi-fiscal efforts.